The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni have settled their lawsuit after over a year of messy legal entanglement. The former co-star settlement comes just 2 weeks ahead of a scheduled trial where they were both set to testify. We're joined now by Harriet Alexander from the US Daily Mail to tell us more. Harriet, tell us what... Well, actually, give us the background before we get to the settlement. Give us the background to this case.
Yeah, this has been a very long-running situation. It first really exploded when the film was released in 2024. Shortly before Christmas, Blake Lively then files a lawsuit against her co-star, Justin Baldoni, who also directed the film It Ends With Us. And now, the film was about domestic violence. It was based on a Colleen Hoover novel. And Blake Lively claimed that she was sexually harassed by Justin Baldoni on the set, and that he then launched a smear campaign against her. He did not take this lying down. He filed his own lawsuit against her in January 2025, and they've been at loggerheads ever since.
Elements of both their cases, though, had previously been thrown out by the judge.
Yes, that's right. So Justin Baldoni was also trying to sue the New York Times, which published details of Blake Lively's lawsuit, including messages from the PR firm he used, where the PR employees were exchanging text messages saying they wanted to, quote, bury anyone who was involved in this. So Baldoni's case against the New York Times was thrown out. And then most recently, Lively's own case was very significantly watered down by the judge. Lewis J. Lyman, he got rid of the charges of harassment, defamation, conspiracy. So that was 10 of her 13 claims left. So that was only going to be the very bare bones that were due to go to trial later this month.
Do we know why they settled the case? Presumably it would have been damaging for both. Well, I'm suggesting that I don't know if it's the case, but I imagine it might have been damaging for both if it had come to court and both had to testify.
I think that's right. Yes, there was an awful lot of mudslinging on both sides. It was seen as being very damaging for both of their careers. And actually, Blake Lively in court tried to assert this. She was arguing that Justin Baldoni needed to pay her $300 million, which was lost earnings and her reputation and endorsement opportunities. But actually, it's being reported this morning that no money changed hands at all. So she, in the end, got nothing other than reputational damage.
So they both effectively just wanted this case to go away.
Yes, that's right. That's right. In the end, no money changed hands at all. But it does seem now that the saga is over, and I think they'll very much both want to be moving on with this.
How seriously damaged do you think both of them were? I mean, a lot of PR, negative PR, but you know the old Hollywood adage about no publicity being bad publicity.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of mudslinging. She was obviously the most famous of the pair. She's married to Ryan Reynolds, him of Deadpool, huge amounts of wealth, obviously, on that side. She was accused of being a bully and of being difficult to work with. She said that was just part of Baldoni's PR machine. It dragged in their famous friends. So Blake Lively got people like Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman involved in it, which they apparently were very unhappy with. So not a good look for any of them.
No, and very finally, Lively seen smiling at the Met Gala just hours after the settlement was released.
Yes, I mean, even though there was no money changing hands, they did agree a statement which was issued when the settlement was confirmed, and it said that we acknowledge the process presented challenges and recognize concerns raised by Ms. Lively deserve to be heard. So that in some ways, I suppose, is a win on that for her.
Okay, thank you indeed for that. Harriet Alexander from the US Daily Mail, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.